Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Reigniting Men's Lives, everyone's lives. I'm your host, Michael Hilton, and today I'm going to speak to you about breaking through the glass ceiling. So, I was coaching a client yesterday, and we was talking about... There's a great saying, it's not an absolute, but I think it's pretty much true as what I see. It's what got you here isn't going to get you there. And I see this in many aspects of people's lives. Like, you know, their marriage is really good because they're working together, they're together, things are really good, and they get to this tipping point in their marriage where things just don't seem to be moving forward. It's kind of stagnated, you're sitting still, and things start going south. The same as your training, right? What got you to a point, and I was talking to a friend about this yesterday, he was saying, like, you know, he trained by himself for so long, but what he now does is he's got a personal trainer. He said, because he got the results he wanted up to a point, and said, and then that stopped working for him. So the next point, the next evolution of the next phase of evolution for him was getting a personal trainer, getting a trainer in there, being in a group environment training as well, that really helped him out. So, and the same as kind of like, you know, for myself, when I was playing hockey, there was a part where things started moving forward, and it's just plateaued for so long because, you know, you're picking things up quickly, you know, you're making big changes, and here's the point, this is what happens in a lot of people's lives. They want to make a change in their life, right? So they do something different, they focus on the behaviour, they do something different, and things start to change at the beginning. So let's say you're someone that drinks too much and you want to stop drinking, right? You want to stop drinking, you feel good, you get very, like, a lot of creative ideas, you start going to the gym more regular, you just start really kind of enjoying life. You know, you want to change your marriage, it starts off really well. You want to make more money, it starts off really well, but then it sort of plateaus off and peters off. And what, peters off? Yeah, I guess maybe that's a word, I don't know, Peter Pan's off. But it gets to a point where it kind of stagnates, and you don't see the massive growth that you did before. But that's just a very natural part of life. If you look at anything, you know, something might explode, you know, onto the market. So look at Bitcoin, that kind of exploded onto the market. And then it's still just bubbling away in the backgrounds now, but it's kind of had its dip and it's just bubbling away, and it would just make small little gains. I'm talking about Bitcoin, I don't know that much about it, but it's just what I've seen. But, you know, you look at footballers, you know, you look at anyone, they kind of explode onto the scenes, they do really well, and then people expect that growth to always happen in that person's life. And it's not to say they don't grow, it's just as they get into this breakthrough, this glass ceiling, and they break through the glass ceiling in the early stages of this, it gets to a point where it kind of plateaus out a little bit, where it's kind of like the growth is still there, but it's not so recognisable. It just starts getting smaller and smaller, and that's why I talk a lot about the 1%, is to focus on the 1%. You know, 1% better today than it was yesterday. Sorry, guys. I've got a feather in my throat. Focusing 1% better today than it was yesterday. So, because there's going to come a point where growth isn't going to be as recognisable, you know. It's not going to be as tangible as it used to be, like in a sense that you're not going to see it, but other people do. So we was on our meetup the other day, and someone's rocked up and we're all talking, and everyone's just complimented how much they've seen this person change and all that. And this person's like, well, I haven't seen that. And I said, well, we're usually the last ones to see it, and you've gone through massive growth, and that's kind of plateaued out, and then we've got to a point now where it's like just small gains, right? Small gains. Small gains. Like, you get to the gym, and you go to the gym, you work out, you get massive gains, and it just plateaus, and then you think, oh, I'm not getting any results. You're still getting results. It's still like small gains happening. They're just not as recognisable as before. And we're talking about the guy's business. He was talking about in his business, they said about breaking through that glass ceiling, because what he'd done before has got him to this point. The problem is, for the last 5 years, he's been stuck in this point where nothing's changing, right? and he's not seen no growth, and he's stuck making the same money, and he doesn't know how to grow it. And I said, you know, all that happens is people hit this glass ceiling, they don't know what to do, they start panicking, start worrying, start getting stressed out about it, they don't look at doing anything different, and they try and throw what they've done before at it, and that doesn't work. Like, what worked for me at the beginning in most areas of my life isn't going to work now. You know, when you first get into a relationship, so the honeymoon period, when the honeymoon period's over, you know, per se, then it gets to the point where it's like, well, you need to continue to grow. You need to work on this, right? You don't need to work that hard on it. This is where people get confused. Like, at the beginning, with a lot of stuff, there's not a lot. People don't work hard. They see gains. And then when it gets to the nitty-gritty part where there's no results, they're like, my God, this is going to take real effort and work. Well, like anything in life, that's what it takes. So what I'd encourage you to do is look up, what's your glass ceiling at the moment? What is the glass ceiling that's holding you back in your life? Where are you hit a plateau in your body and health, in your relationship, in your relationships, in who you're being, your self-mastery, in your business or in work? A guy came to our meeting on last week, and he was saying, like, you know, he's done tons and tons and tons of self-development, but nothing's changing. Right, so I got curious about that. Like, what have you been doing? Well, I've been reading lots of books. Cool. What have you actually been executing what you've learned from their books? It's like, well, nothing. Like, at the beginning, I read some books. I felt really good, felt better. Of course, because you're ingesting new information, right? Anytime you take on any new information, it's really exciting and that, until it gets to the part where the work takes place. I remember going into recovery. And there was a chapter in the big book called Into Action. Not into thinking, not into talking, but into action. It was the part where, you know, where most people kind of fell off the wagon in AA, because you had step one, two, and three, which were pretty much just kind of accepting and kind of reading. And then step four is when you actually start applying action into your life, like doing the hard work. And that's the part where people fell so short. They fell so short. So, and people go back out and drink, or they procrastinate, or they hesitate, because they don't actually want to put in the hard work. You know, they just want to sit about, and this is just what I see. People want to just sit about and talk, but they don't actually want to put the action in. So nothing's going to change, right? Nothing changes unless you take action. Nothing changes. So guys, that's all I've got for you today. Another short one. Yesterday's podcast, I was listening back to it, was pretty poor, in the sense that I was feeling tired, I was feeling drained, you know, and I wanted to just put something out there as a result, as I'm trying to, well, I'm being consistent with these as a minimum of 6 days a week, and I wanted just to share something, but I wasn't feeling particularly great myself, or feeling like very inspired yesterday. So apologies for that, guys, but you know, that happens, and it's just about being consistent with this. And then at some point, even when I feel like that, I'll just be consistently that little bit better with just doing the podcast. So guys, that's all I got for you today. Hook up if you want to hook up with me, Instagram or Facebook. Also as well, please leave a review for whatever platform you listen to this onto. I'd be most grateful for that. Connect to me. I'd love to know who it is that's listening. There's a steady bit of listeners coming through now, and I'd just love to connect and find out a little bit more about you and your world. And also as well, that's it for today. So speak to you all soon, guys. Create a fun, loving, extraordinary day.